Me for South Coast Sports Radio. Kelly, that was a real kick in the teeth right at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. A mistake from our centre-half. And look, at the end of the day, we didn't deserve the result that it is now. But unfortunately, you can't make them mistakes. And top teams like Chelsea will punish you for that. But I'm proud of my girls tonight. They've done well.
Who particularly impressed you out there for the R's tonight?
Definitely Grace Maloney. I thought she was outstanding. And to be fair, Rachel Rowe, she did a fantastic job competing in the middle of the park and did really well. So them two were outstanding tonight.
We alluded to in commentary that if Reading obviously looking to make the step up, that's the difference, isn't it? One switch off and you're going to be punished.
Yeah, of course. And the pleasing thing for me today is, and when we play teams from WSL1, is to see if my girls can compete at this level. And they've just shown that they can compete with what is at the moment the best team in the country. So it's nice that I understand now that my girls can actually play at that level.
Well, heading into Aston Villa, not the best preparation with a defeat, but you must be so proud and so pleased heading into the game with Villa of the performance tonight.
Oh, definitely. Look, I've spoken to the girls, and for me the result is irrelevant. It really is irrelevant today, because their performance, especially second half, was spot on today, and they showed that they can compete with, like I said, the best in the country right now. And if they'd give that performance on Saturday, they'll have a better result.
And I apologise for asking the 50th millionth question about her, but no Fran Kirby, she has left, and everyone was saying, oh, Reading are a one-woman team. You've proved tonight that's certainly not the case, haven't you?
Yeah, definitely. And look, we never were a one player team. Fran was part of a strong squad that we've got, and she was an added extra, if you like. She's a fantastic player, and we showed tonight that we can compete without her. And for me, she needed to progress and she needed to step up, and I wish her all the best for the future.
Well, Kelly, thank you for speaking with us. We'll speak with you after the game against Aston Villa on Saturday. Fantastic. Commiserations for tonight.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thanks.